The Foreign Affairs Minister, Bob Carr, says Australia won't use foreign aid as a bargaining tool despite being apprehensive about the future of the minority Rohingya Muslims in Myanmar. Senator Carr has raised the plight of the Rohingyas in talks with Myanmar's government. He's also ruled out accepting large numbers of the minority group as refugees, even though the 800,000-strong Rohingyas in Rakhine State aren't considered to be Burmese citizens and are often the subject of violent attacks. From Myanmar, the Foreign Affairs Minister, Bob Carr, spoke to AM's Naomi Woodley.
Australia takes a keen interest in their plight and in the need for reconciliation and harmony within this part of Myanmar.
How was that message received by the different political groups in Myanmar?
Well, the representatives of the government pointed to the efforts they had made to bring communities back together and promote tolerance. They emphasised that education and the development of opportunities across all the ethnic groups in Rakhine State would be vital to longer-term success. We, for our part, are able to talk about the humanitarian assistance we've provided in that state. I've announced an increase of $3.2 million going towards the emergency accommodation required. But I've got to say, after spending the day in Yangon talking to representatives of the Rohingya people and to representatives of a group at odds with them, the Arakan League for Democracy and the Rakhine Nationalities Democratic Party, that I'm pretty apprehensive.
Given Aung San Suu Kyi's special status across the world as really a symbol of a peaceful struggle and the pursuit of democracy and rights, are you disappointed that she hasn't taken a more aggressive stance on this?
I wouldn't criticise any of the political leadership of Myanmar. I'd simply highlight that this is an extraordinarily difficult problem. It goes back to colonial times and earlier. As the Minister for Reconciliation said to me, he said, we've got 11 armed ethnic groups and we've got 135 recognised ethnic groups.
Australia is one of the largest contributors of aid towards Myanmar. How quickly are we going to get to a point where the Australian government would start to look at aid or make aid contingent on some action being taken towards resolving this particular tension?
This is such a wretchedly poor country. We couldn't do that. Our simple humanitarian instincts require that we go on giving aid while, with the credibility that gives us and being seen as something of a champion of Myanmar, we will continue to press with the government and with opposition leadership the plight of the Rohingya.
But then how do you make that message effective? Because this is a problem that has been growing in seriousness. It is a deep-seated problem. So if you're not going to use the sharp end of aid, how does Australia adequately convey this message in a way that will see some action taken?
Well, Myanmar does care about the way the world perceives it. It does desperately need an inflow of investment dollars to lift the living standards of its people, to see more people move into employment, and to see more people liberated from rural poverty. I think it does care that the headlines around the world these days about ethnic and sectarian tensions in Rakhine province, and not about the fact that the government has concluded peace agreements, ceasefires, with 11 armed ethnic groups, which is an awe-inspiring achievement and one the country can truly be proud of.
The Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr speaking to Naomi Woodley.